Bring your awareness in to your being. Bring all the different parts of you home. Let yourself just be right in this beautiful, delicious moment together in this family, in this place, in this energy. And know that many energies similar to this have existed. This is the first time this one has, that has been created in this day together, all of you, your willingness to spend your day in the chair, receiving information, guidance from Kryon channels, and the love and the healing that flows in. You don't have to do anything. It simply flows in. And then it becomes yours. Yours to do with as you will. Yours to create the potentials of love in your life, the potentials for healing in your life, the potentials for growth. Unlimited possibilities for sharing your heart, for receiving, and always unlimited love and honoring that comes in from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside. This is the last main channeling of 2016. There will be two more, but not that are subject-driven, as is appropriate for this meeting. And so I'm going to take it and do something I have not done before, a teaching. It's a teaching about a subject that many have asked me, for they wanted to know some of the basics of what I'm about to say. But there's a reason for the subject that I will give you in a moment. Because it is germane, that is to say, it is specific to what is happening on the planet right now. It is specific to you moving in to another year. And I want to talk to you about energies. What I want to say is that the energies I speak of are often controversial, because they represent systems, ancient ones. And they represent things that some believe and some do not. And so I just want you to sit and listen and understand more fully about some things that probably have not been explained fully to you. A reason exists for all of this, as you will see. I want to talk tonight about numerology. And I want to start with the premise. I want to continue with the definitions. I want to tell you about the numbers. I want to tell you how it exists with this, the shift, what it means and what it might not mean. Numerology, defined as the name, is the energy of numbers. It's simple. Numbers have energy. Now, if you say that to some people, they will look at you, roll their eyes, and say, "Not in my world." Numbers are simply numbers. They denote things, and that's all. They come together for calculation. That's all. Numerology is ancient, and I want to start by apologizing to numerologists. For there are many kinds of numerology, and even the kind that I'm going to give you is extremely complex, and I only am going to give you the basics. And we're going to start with the most ancient that you can find on the planet that is still a system that is taught. And that will be the Tibetan. But the premise is still difficult for some. How can a number mean something? How can it be anything but ink on a page or a spoken word? And if you start thinking about it, every time you see a number, it's normally part of a communication, whether it's a calculation or perhaps it denotes a position. If you see something that is page 30, there's a message. Imagine a book with no page numbers. It would be chaotic, for you'd never be able to return to the page that you were reading without some other kind of marker. And so numbers are placed in the book. Doesn't that tell you that the number has a message? The energy of the number of a page says this is the page where things have occurred that are on the page. Not only that, there's a page before me and a page after me that have different numbers. That number on the page then tells a story. And in the story, there's energy. Now, this is just one tiny example of how a number would have a message, how a number would tell a story and not just sit there and be a number. This is the basis for generic numerology, that at the simplest way, numbers contain energies that are definable, so much so that you could derive a number and it will tell you a story. Much like the book and the page number, there are generic meanings for numbers. Now, the one that I'm going to give you right now that I've never given you in channel to this way will define the simplest of numbers and what they mean. But before even I do that, I will tell you that numerology exists in some systems you would never even think had anything to do with numbers. Have you talked to anyone who can read tea leaves? What are they reading? It's a combination of patterns, but more specific numbers. For you read the edges or the amount, and you derive a meaning based upon the numbers. You might have heard of those who cast the stones. What are they reading in the stones? Let me tell you a secret. They're counting sides like you would dice. And they derive a number. And the number then means something. So numerology has many faces. The ancient numerology that is the simplest is what we're going to describe. The simplest kind would be 1 through 9. Now, as I tell you the definitions of 1 through 9 as the Tibetans see them, I will also tell you that there are extensions to everything I'm going to describe. And the extensions are the complexity that we will not talk about. Not only that, it seems that we've left out a zero. There are meanings for the zeros, but they have to occur later in a more complex system for you to see why they would exist at all. So let's describe 1 through 9. Then let's take a look at the age that you're in. Let's take a look at the years that you're in. Let's take a look at some of the names that are surrounding you. And let us see whether there's a confluence of ideas that might be similar, based only on the numbers. There are those who will take an alphabet and assign numbers to the letters. And it won't matter what kind of alphabet, because the basis of numerology would seem to be chance. And yet there is no such thing as chance when it comes to that which is the soul on this planet. Through free choice, dear ones, you can create whatever you want to. But if you pay attention to that which is already here in the physics, in the numbers, in the colors, in the feelings, in the grids, in Gaia, it all comes together for you. And so systems are everywhere. If you take an alphabet and you assign a number to every letter, then you take your name and add up those numbers, you'll receive an answer. And the answer is an energy that is around you. And you might say, well, that's chance. And it is not. It is not chance even how you were named. We have discussed potentials. And even in this session, we have talked about the fact that there really is very little chance if you are plugged in to that which is the metaphysics of the planet. Let's look at this. Number one. Number one is basically new beginnings. It's the beginning of something. It is the rewriting. It is the reframing. It means new. It is the first number. That's easy. In fact, all of the numbers are easy, and you can remember them. At their most basic, they're easy. Then it gets more complex. Number two is duality. It also responds to free choice. So if you get a number two around something, it tells you that it's going to be filled with decisions. The duality will exist, making it perhaps a more difficult puzzle. Number two is all filled with human free choice. Number three is a catalytic number. If you get a number three around something, you know that the energy moves other things without changing itself. It is therefore a catalyst. Many healers, many teachers will have threes around them constantly. Some have mistook this for spiritual system threes, which also exist. You have one in your own, you say, system of spirituality that is this culture. You split God into three parts. That is a catalytic number because the three parts then move other things. A healer with a three around them would be somebody who exists without changing, and everyone who passes through their life changes. That's the three. The four is an earth number. It is community. It is Gaia. It is more things than you can define, but it is the grounded number. You'll have lots of farmers. There'll be fours. Interesting how the four has crept in even to social things, the 4-H club. Those who are ranchers dealing with animals, lots of fours everywhere. That is the energy of the four. Five is change, raw change. When you see a five around something, it means that the energy of the situation or the place or the address or the year is change. Now, there are those already, only with five numbers, who'd said, I don't really agree with any of this. I could live my life without knowing these things. And you're right. Because you have free choice. You can just steamroll right over all of them. And they won't affect you, not really. Because you are your own number. You're the number of obstinance. You are the number that steamrolls over other numbers. That is the free choice you have. You don't have to believe in these things. And they won't affect you, not really. Because you will then steamroll through them. Brian, you mean that if I get a number of change in something, it won't affect me with change? This is difficult to explain, dear one. If you don't believe it and you don't cognize it, that is to say, it is not something that is your reality and your truth, it won't affect you near as much. No, it won't. Because you are almost in another paradigm of your own. My partner was in this way until I met him. He believed none of these things, was sensitive to nothing. And so numbers to him simply were numbers. And he'd be then like we're describing. But if you understand these things and you're part of the system and with free choice, you cognize this, you can find out so many things. Because then you are on board and sensitive to what the metaphysics is of the planet. Number six, difficult. It is a spiritual number, a high one. But it really, truly means harmony. So the energy of the six is that of harmony. As you can see, some of these numbers would be wonderful to have as an underlying address, for instance, of where you are or where you're going, or perhaps the numerology of a project based upon its name to be a six. So it's cooperative and harmonious. And that brings us to something else. There are many names that are developed only from the numerology. Some humans will change the name they are given, creating a name that adds up numerologically to a better number for them. And you might say, does that work that way? Let me tell you something. If human beings start calling you by another name, that name will contain an energy because they're speaking it, because you changed it, because you had the intent. And yes, it works. Number seven does mean spirituality. All things that are sevens then might have a spiritual overtone or a basis. Good numbers for altars, for other kinds of organizations, for activities where you actually talk about the things which are meaningful to you and spiritual. Number eight is manifestation and abundance. Everybody wants an eight. And it doesn't have to necessarily be money. For you can manifest health. You can manifest life, long life. You can manifest a powerful immune system. You can be abundant in the chemistry of your body, which will keep you from having disease. So manifestation and abundance have many meanings. But they're all that which gives you things and enables you to create things in abundance. Number nine, the active number of the day is completion. Completion can mean many things. It could mean the end of something, but it's completed. So you're done. A nine would be graduation. You are finished the course. And the day you graduate would be a good day for a nine. It speaks of the end of something. And it can be mostly the end of paradigms, of systems. It can also be the end of sorrow. It can be the end of a certain way of thinking in society. It can be the end of an old way. The end of a project the termination of something that existed before. Now, those are the nine. And we have never defined them in this way in a channel. Now, this gets complicated. And so we're not going to go any further than telling you about the complications. First, what happens when you have numbers that sit next to each other on a page? One number affects another, depending upon the energy of its number. Many numbers do not sit next to each other sequentially. You have 481, for instance. The 8, which is abundance, is affected by the 1, depending upon how long it's been there. You might even say it's a quantum numerology, because the numbers around it have influence on it. We're not going to talk about that. Each number, are you ready, has its own astrology attributes. And all of the planets are involved in the numerology, and it changes depending upon the situation, just like astrology changes minute by minute. So if you really want to see the complexity of the systems that not only identify the number and the energy of something, but then goes on to see the astrological attributes of that something, it can then redefine it and take it into paths that make it very, very specific. Those are just two areas we will not talk about. I want to keep this simple, because I want to show you where you are. Let's start with the precession of the equinoxes. There are numbers involved. The way numerology works is that no matter how long a number is, you add it up to one number. Now, there is only one exception in this simplistic numerology to that axiom. So first, no matter how long the number is, get one number, and that's the energy you're dealing with. The exception is when you have two numbers which are identical, which stand alone next to them. 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, all the way up to 99. These are identified as master numbers. The master numbers will have identities and energies of their own. 11, for instance, is illumination. The 22 is a strong duality. The 33 is the most compassionate number that you have. For those of you who saw 11:11 on the clocks for years, it was a foretelling of illumination to come. Illumination, illumination, 11:11. That's what it meant. You don't add the 1 and the 1 to get a 2. For 11 is the master number, and then you see it twice for emphasis. It foretold, dear ones, for years of the 11:11 illumination shift that is upon you. Light will win. You can see now why 11:11 was only on the clocks so much before the shift and not necessarily afterwards. Not many of you are seeing 11:11 anymore. And if you do, it's just a reminder that you're in the shift that was foretold. Now, the odd thing about master numbers is that they're only identified to 33. What a coincidence, is it not, that this is the active number of your DNA? 44 is unknown. 55 and beyond will not be understandable. And what the Tibetans said about that is that when your DNA, they didn't say DNA, they said consciousness, reaches a certain point of understanding, the master numbers past 33 can be identified. In other words, they contain concepts which are beyond your understanding at the moment, and it's not science. It's compassionate action. It's behavior that you haven't seen yet. It's mastery. It talks about mastery that you don't have yet. And so it's undefined. 33 is defined as the compassion of the master. The highest compassion that is known to exist in humanity is a 33. What did you think when the 33 miners came out of the ground in Chile? Did you know that those who reported it said there were 33s everywhere? Not just the number of the miners, the times of days when they arrived, the numbers of drilling scenarios. It went on and on. 33 was everywhere. And those who studied numerology knew what was going to happen, that they would all come out of the ground completely and totally healthy and safe, that there would be celebration and joy and tears. The compassion of the master was there. Even before the drilling began, you could see it coming. You could feel it. They're going to find them. They're going to be okay. And they were. Do you see how some numerology like targets the energy of what's going to take place? The precession of the equinoxes is a 26,000-year wobble of the earth. That is an 8. Because the wobble of the earth is not what we're talking about. It's what happens if you make it past the center point. December 21, 2012. It is the story of manifestation. The abundance that is manifested with that 26,000-year wobble is the earth going into graduate status, into mastery, into DNA, which is going to start to arrive at a higher rate. You're in it. You passed it. It's been manifested. That's why it's 26,000. Did you ever put these numbers together? There's no accidents here. The precession of the equinox itself, the time it takes for this wobble to change the sky as it walks through the Milky Way, is 36 years. 9. Stand by for the nines. For the precession of the equinoxes yells 9, 9, 9, 9. It's the end of the old, the beginning of the new. 18 years into it, 9. 18 years out of it, 9. The nines are king when it comes to the shift. And it says over and over, the old is going away. Everything you thought was the value you might have as a human is going to change, and it's going to be greater than you ever conceived it would be. The love of God is going to pour through your consciousness someday. Babies are going to be born and know who they are. There's going to be a consciousness on the planet above 44, even 55, which you will start to actually have the attributes of mastery. You might even master time, maybe even life itself. Physics will start to be that which you can manipulate. Dear ones, this is high consciousness, and you've seen it in the masters. It's going to take a long time. The ones who seeded you went through this exact same thing. They didn't have a precession. They didn't have a wobble of their planet. They had another scenario completely, but it was from the stars. And it had to do with suns that were close to them, coming together in a certain way, and when they did, and they only did, in thousands of years apart, something happened, and they made the shift, the same shift you did. And their consciousness started to shift and change. Their history was worse than yours. We have said this before. You think you've had marginal genocide. With the wars that you've had and the sorrow that you'd suffer, they had full genocide. And yet they recovered completely from it. The ones who seeded you, dear ones, have gone through it more than you did. How long did it take them from their precession, from their shift, to where they could seed you? I'm not even willing to tell you how long it is, because you'll be depressed. To think that you might have to be there as long. Dear ones, I want you to change your attitude of time. You measure time by how long you live. That's how you measure it. You look at a lifespan, and it has an energy from the number of years. What if I told you that's not accurate, because you are eternal. You will always be here. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and you'll start awakening in lives that are remembering while you're here. The next time you come, yes, you're coming back. Did you hear me? The next time you come, you'll awaken with the knowledge you're not going to make the mistakes you did this time. This is the old soul moving into an energy that's different. It'll be the first time you awakened in the energy after the shift. First time. And it'll be much different than when you awakened the last time. That is to say, when you were born, there was one energy of birth. And from this time forward, when you're born, there'll be another energy. You are going to know you're an old soul. You're going to have the wisdom not to make the mistakes you made this time. People will see you as different. Children are starting to shift even now, and they're going to shift so much and so fast, you'll say there's a day when all of them will be prodigies as you measure them today. It's simply growing up. Instead of being in the playground, now you're in a situation where you see each other and you enjoy each other. What happens when you grow up? This is what happens when you grow up. From 8 to 18, you come alive socially, and you're so different. That's what's happening to humanity. You won't go to war, and you won't kill another human being because you know them. They won't be mysterious. They won't be anything that you would terminate as a solution to a puzzle. And you will look back on that very thing and you'll say, that's barbaric to the max. And you'd never consider it. So far out of the consciousness of terminating any life. That's who you're going to be. The nine that represents the whole wobble, 26 years, the manifestation, culminating into the nines that you see now, is the end of an old kind of civilization. Everything you've ever been, human being, has happened in the last 26,000 years. You've always been in the energy of the wobble as it exists now. The new wobble has begun. You see, it continues to wobble, except this wobbles differently with a brand new number. Dear ones, I want you now to look upon the year you're in, 2016. What a coincidence. It's a nine. There's nines everywhere. Now, what does this nine mean? It means that the recalibration energy that took place in 2012 is at an end. That the frustration of trying to find a new frequency to tune into, because the shift has created that is going away. It means that the sun is coming out in so many of your lives. And the astrology that was given today enhances this. It speaks of the identical same thing that the numerology does. Next year is a one. Now, the cycle of years will create that. There will be many nines and ones together. But we're talking about right now a nine. It represents tremendous change as well, because anytime you wrap something up and you change a paradigm and move into something else, you'll find some emanations of a five. Perhaps yet to be seen, but you'll see it in the astrology. All this about numbers. Who are you right now that you could then look at this and make some sense of it? And I close with this. Everything that's happening numerologically right now has come to fruition and is painting a picture of new beginnings. You may sit in a puzzle right now that you do not see your way out of. And I'm going to give you some advice. You are sitting in a few days in an energy of the One that shouts to you new beginnings. Even if you are beyond that which is cheerful, even though perhaps you cannot even find the joy factor inside you, I want you to build an altar of joy, physical or mental. And I want you to go to that altar and thank Spirit for what is going to take place and is taking place in your heart, your mind, and your life. And if you do that, you will be sending a magic signal that cooperates with the planet, with the field, with the numerology of the year, and all those things. It'll see your intent and things begin to shift. This is the beauty of a physics that knows who you are. This is the beauty of a creator who created the physics that knows who you are. You see, they're related. You get that, don't you? Everything is related to everything else. Watch for synchronicities when you start to do this. If you wallow in the old, dear ones, nothing will happen differently. Did you hear that? If you wallow in the old, nothing will happen differently. And you will continue on the same path with the same issues going in the same direction. The altar is the altar of joy. It's the inner child inside that awakens happy. And it is innocent of the things around them that could harm them. But it's not innocence in your case, it's wisdom that can steer around them, that can actually change your own chemistry, that can build things that are going to be good for you, extended life, and the end of fear. Extended life and the end of fear. Can you believe that for you, listener? Can you believe that for you? I want you to build that altar. Do it on January 1st. Do you want to make it physical because you've got somebody with you who won't let you do it? Doesn't matter. Make it mental. Put the candles where you want them. Light them as you would and make each one of them something special that you are achieving. But mainly, it's the joy of compassionate action on this planet. You're seeing God at work. You're seeing you at work. And things will change Because numerology and the energies that are starting to occur that are similar to numerology and the field and all of that is now starting to collect into a big six. Do you remember what the six was? Tell me what the six was. Harmony. The big six is on its way. This is you in harmony with the planet. There are some new numbers you're going to see on the clock, and they will mean something to you. But they're not going to be global anymore. They're going to be just for you. You're going to start seeing numbers over and over that are just for you, and somebody else will have different numbers. Numerology is starting even to become more advanced, more intuitive. It'll tell you stories and paint pictures because it's the energy of the planet. This is who you are. Don't take this channel lightly, oh dear ones, because you're moving in to a new beginning from lots of nines, completing the old way. See it perhaps even going into a trash can, a rubbish bin. Don't have anything to do with it. See it as brand new. The canvas is blank, and you're going to build an altar and celebrate the joy that's coming. Could it be any clearer? As usual, these particular channels, if heard by those who have no understanding, will be laughed at, made fun of. And those who do that are not in judgment from us, because God is in them as well. There's different levels of awakening. Old souls, you've been here so long, you know how things work. That's who we're talking to. And those who don't see this, they'll have their turn. And perhaps they're just new on the planet. They're not buying into any of these things. They're just not ready. When you were children in school, and you were in the last grade of the school, the ones just entering, didn't know anything, and you knew so much. It is no different than that. There is no judgment of those who would walk away and laugh and call you names. Because your intuition and your wisdom says this is real. All of this is real. And then there are those who say, I want to be part of it. And when you say that, you cognize it, and you are part of it. Welcome to a new planet Earth, where these energies can contribute into the harmony of your life. That's it for now. And so it is.